Bueno, enfada, son dos cosas que vas a hacer. Take a seat, dear friends. Dear children. So today is the feast of St. Ignatius of Loyola. He's the founder of the Jesuits. And I want to preach something which is, has to do with the Mass. So in the last days I have been preaching how to live our Mass every day for the sacrifice, which is the center of our life. So we have been saying last days that our life should be like being at Mass. So paying attention to souls, especially through our Lord crucified, denying ourselves, taking up that cross of our Lord, which is that of our brothers and sisters, and to go to Calvary together. So this we have been saying that our life on earth is to follow the way of the cross, the 14th station, the way of the cross. So St. Ignatius of Loyola, he was converted with something has to do with the Mass. So he was recovering from his injuries on bed. He was on bed. So in the meanwhile, he was reading the life of the saints. And he realized that the real fight was at the spiritual level, at the level of the saints. At that level, we should be fighting every Catholic. Because the greatest fight in history is our Lord on the cross. It's the greatest fight, the greatest victory, the most tremendous victory against the enemies is where God overcame his enemies on the cross. And our Lord wants that the same happen to us. Our Lord, he said, learn from me because I am humble, meek and humble of heart. You look at our Lord on the cross, his meekness. So he didn't defend himself. He was not doing justice to himself. He was allowing himself to be offended, mistreated like a delinquent, because he was thinking about us the whole time. This is the secret of meekness. Meekness is to go out of you and to see the interest of God, the love of God outside of you. Therefore, you want to treat that eternal love of God, of our Lord Jesus Christ, with the greatest tenderness, with the delicacy, with sweetness. So you don't want to get mad, you don't want to rush, you don't want to be impatient, you don't want to be lacking peace, lacking longanimity, which is to know how to suffer for long periods of time. So St. Ignatius realized that by reading the saints, the fight was against oneself, against the devil, against the world. But like our Lord, so the fight is like our Lord, with our Lord, for our Lord, through our Lord, and in our Lord, Jesus Christ. So finally, we have to live inside his most sacred heart, dwell therein, in his heart, and not to allow ourselves to be separated from him. It's why we have to hate sin. At that level is the fight. So, at Mass, the millions of angels and saints are present. We don't see them, but the faith tells us that. So much that St. Paul says women must wear veil Everybody has to be very modest, everybody also. Out of respect for the angels who are present. But remember, so we are in the presence of the angels also outside Mass. So less amount of angels, of course. A few during our chores, during our duties. But still, they are our teachers, our fathers, our examples to follow. They are the army who have defeated the devil. So the angels, you know very well your catechism, the angels defeated with Saint Michael at the head, the bad angels, and they passed the test and reigned with Christ in heaven. But also the saints are the greatest fighters, the greatest examples to win victories upon the world, upon sin, especially upon ourselves. So our lives should be full of friendship with the saints, full of following the examples of the saints. We should be concentrated in calling the angels for our help, calling all the saints to help you, to advise you, to enlighten you, to give you fortitude, to help you to do your duties, to take care of the animals, to take care of the fields, to take care of the virtues, our Lord Jesus Christ needs, our Lord Jesus Christ needs in the neighbor, in our neighbor, the acts of mercy, the words of mercy. So, it's very important to meditate our Lord Jesus Christ, His Passion and Death, and in the Mass. All the rubrics you see during Mass are given by the Holy Ghost. So it has a great meaning, every rubric. For example, we have the relic of the saints underneath of the sacrifice. This is the Greek corporal. That means that the sacrifice of our Lord and that of the saints and ours is the same sacrifice. We are sharing the same cross. We are walking the same way, the same persecution, the same sufferings, and the same abandonment, the same trials. Don't forget that. It is quite very important to have big families, because you have to remind each other that we have to carry the cross of each other. So we are not isolated individuals. This is one of the greatest heresies and evils of this society of today, nowadays. They want to tell people that to be individualistic or be isolated, to be alone with yourself is the best, you know, the opposite. The most you are accompanied by saints, by family, by people, by communities, the best, the better, the better. Our Lord said, he who has found a friend, it's in the Bible, he who has found a friend has found a treasure. So all the saints are our friends, the angels, and your brothers and sisters. So we have thousands and millions of treasures available to us. Just think about Saint Benedict, Saint Joseph, Saint Anthony, Padre Pio, or the Holy Innocents. So many saints, and we can pray, and we can ask for help, and to follow their steps. But never forget. Let's never forget that those saints passed the way of the cross. Now walk in the way of the cross. This is precisely what we have not to forget. It's what is the difference between the real Catholic who follow tradition and the noble sort of Catholics. The noble sort of Catholics, for them, their new Mass is just a memory. For them, it's like the Protestants. Suffice to remember the mercy of God what our Lord did to remember His goodness with our actions, with our merits, with our cross, on my part, to be saved, to be doing the will of God, to be following the way of God. It's a lie. It was so much poison in the new liturgy, in the new Mass, because they refuse the cross, refuse penance, refuse to walk with our Lord, to be at the side with our Lord, to be accompanying and repairing our Lord's most sacred heart and Mary's sorrows and solitude. Because if we don't pray and act as we believe, we will end up by believing as we pray. So if we pray like the noble sordo, they will end up by believing that an act of hope or trusting in God is enough to be saved. Without actions, without penance, without prayer, without cross, without sacrifice. So it's why children, so each time that you see the Trident in Mass, you must learn always how to carry the cross, how to love our Lord, how to be with the saints. You notice how much reverence, the adoration, spirit of thanksgiving, but spirit of sacrifice all together. The value of silence, for example. The value of being meek and humble. The value of obedience. Because if we follow this Mass for obedience, our Lord wants it until the end of the world to follow this Mass. Nothing else. So those who are not following this Mass are going astray, walking a different way which doesn't lead to God, to the heaven. It doesn't lead to the Calvary. And without Calvary, without the sacrifice of our Lord, there is no salvation. There is no opening of heaven. There is no the value of the most precious blood of our Lord is not available. But in the Tridentine, in this Mass, in the Tridentine Mass, so you have too much to learn from this Mass. So I'm happy that the boys will start learning how to serve Mass. It's excellent. Because the altar boys receive more grace than the rest of the faithful. You participate as a delegate from Christ's priesthood in some degree. So an altar boy receives during Mass delegated priestly power to be able to offer to the priest the wine and the water. Because we priests, we receive the holy order, minor orders of acolytes. No? So to be able to prepare and to serve the wine and the water, which is going to be the matter for the sacrifice, the holy sacrifice of our Lord. It's something very holy, sacred. So I encourage you to keep practicing the rubrics. To become altar boys, and also the adults, you know, men. So we need to love the Mass. It's a big treasure that is being taken away from us, but we have it. Always we will have a Holy Mass somewhere in the world being celebrated until the end. So the devil never will manage to completely to stall or to prevent Mass to happen. So we have it only a few times a year, but doesn't matter the quantity, but the quality, how we lead our Mass. So we must be united to the angels and saints for the very morning prayers, telling them, teach me, help me, and accompany me to live my day as you live and as our Lord lived his life. No? But the prototype, the example, how to do it is the Mass. With reverence, with fear of God, with adoration to the will of God, to his divine providence, to the commandments of father and mother, with thanksgiving. You have to be grateful every, always, for whatever you receive, whatever is given to you. You have to be sorry constantly also for your sins. Because our Lord is offering up in this moment always, outside the time, he's not stopping offering to his Father his sacrifice. This is why in heaven our Lord is showing to his Father his wounds. Because he's interceding for us continually. For that reason we have to be sorry all the time for our sins. That you were mean to your brothers, you are sorry. You ask pardon to God and to your brothers and sisters. It's why sorrow is the key in this moment. From my point of view, the key. But because it's the first purpose of the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass is for our Lord to shed his blood for our salvation. But we cannot be saved. We cannot be cleansed if we are not sorry, if we are not repented. So it's the first condition and the most important condition to receive the graces of God. Doesn't matter how many masses are there, but it matters is that we have those disposition of sorrow, of adoration, or being grateful to God, and therefore petitions, we want to receive whatever we need, because we have those dispositions. No? And we learn those things for the Mass. It's the most important catechism, Mass. I encourage the parents also to analyze. There are books about the Holy Sacrifice to analyze into depth what is the Mass, why these rubrics, these movements, these signs, these sacramentals around the Mass, no? What is the purpose? So we continue with Holy Sacrifice of the Mass, asking St. Ignatius to teach us, to help us, no? To be holy like him. And the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.